This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Friday, September 12th. Let's talk about last night's TNA Impact. When I think back on a show and try to remember what happened, and the main thing that I remember is a beauty pageant that has something close to nothing to do with the pay-per-view that they're promoting on Sunday, that's a bad thing. Now, did they talk about other things on the show and do perhaps an effective job of promoting it? Yeah. It wasn't all bad, but there were spreading out the TNA knockouts in the beauty contest in some ways made sense. You know, it's what WWE did with Steve Austin when he was such a hot act. I mean, just go all out and try to get him in every segment possible. And they did spread it out. Question is it going to work? Especially when you mix it with, God bless them, the cartoon character Masked Men don't draw ratings. In fact, they tend to turn away viewers. And Curry Man and Shark Boy and Super Eric were judges at ringside, and there was no shortage of their involvement. Also, let's talk about the beginning of the show. They open up, to their credit, focused on Sting, and they try to make Sting's situation the centerpiece of the program. And they built up the idea that Jeff Jarrett might answer Sting, and that build up is intriguing. So. With everything, with the show kind of beginning and ending with the question marks about Sting and about Jeff Jarrett's relationship to him, where are they on the card on Sunday, the pay-per-view on Sunday? Let's look. Main event, must be Sting versus Jarrett, or Sting and Joe and the mystery partner that might be Jarrett. No, it's Samoa Joe, Booker T, Kurt Angle, and Christian Cage in the main event for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship. Okay, but there must be on the next match, right? No, that's Beer Money Inc. versus LAX, which I don't think got mentioned on last night's show. Okay, but Sting and Jarrett must be coming up here soon, right? So we've got X Division Championship, Petey Williams against Consequences Creed, and Sheik Abdul-Bashir. Were any of them on the program? I think we saw a clip of Creed getting beat up, and I don't remember anything on Bashir or Petey Williams. Okay, well, you know, that happens every once in a while. You don't have time to promote every match on the last show before pay-per-view, so let's move down, see if we got better. AJ Styles and Frank Trigg, mixed martial arts match. Okay, that got booked. Yeah, so they actually mentioned that, had a promo, went back and forth. This is, of course, the culmination of many, many weeks of anticipation, or not really. Then we got Abyss and Matt Morgan against Team 3D. They did a little bit to promote this, a decent amount for this place on the card. With Abyss and Morgan against Angle and Booker with Team 3D interfering. That interference creates a grudge for those two to face off on Sunday. So you got to give them credit for that. Then Angelina Love against Taylor Wilde. Now, this is the Knockout Women's Championship. What has been, I think, the key? Or what do you think has been the key? And what do I think has been the key to the TNA Knockout success? It's the fact that they weren't doing what WWE did with the Divas, which is turn them into beauty pageant contestants and have them do embarrassing contests. It was about wrestling first with personalities behind the wrestlers, not vice versa. So what do we have? We have Taylor Wilde defending against Angelina Love, where it's kind of a petty, catty grudge match more than the pride of a title that actually means something. I think moving this match this low on the lineup sheet is indicative of how they perceive and how they've been treating Taylor Wilde and Angelina Love. They are not Gail Kim and Awesome Kong when it gets down to it. I love the Beautiful People Act, and I love Angelina Love's act, and Taylor Wilde's been fine. I mean, I think she's a lot prettier than the picture of her on the TNA website on the roster page. And she's done a nice job filling in for Gail Kim, but it just doesn't have that same gravitas that Gail Kim and Awesome Kong did. You can't just interchange these parts and expect to get the same result. And maybe they don't. Maybe that's why they're going a different direction with it. Then we have the Ladder of Love match. I almost think they're a little embarrassed by how this has gone, because there really wasn't a lot on it. We didn't get a promo from Jay Lethal. We did not see SoCal Val. And we saw a brief promo with Sanjay Dutt, a good traditional promo from Sanjay. And then we had a challenge match, Rock and Rave Infection, Lance Rock, Jimmy Rave, Christy Hemme against the Prince of Justice Brotherhood, Curry Man, Shark Boy, and Super Eric. So let's see, what happened here to promote that? Nothing. Although we did see Lance Rock get squashed by Samoa Joe. And otherwise, Curry Man, Shark Boy, and Super Eric were involved as judges, and we had Curry Man with the established as having a crush on Angelina Love, but other than that, nothing happened to do with that match. And then we had Falls Count Anywhere, ODB versus Asim Khan with Raisha Saeed. And they did promote that. They did create the sense that ODB is the only person who can face Asim Khan. And they did push that, I think, relatively well. It's last on the lineup. And in some ways, one of the, other than maybe the main event, the match that they pushed better than the others. So I would give them a C-minus for having their eye on the ball as far as communicating that a pay-per-view is coming up, and here are the monumental matches. We did get a traditional promo from Christian Cage saying he wants the belt back. Booker and Kurt Angle were more involved with Abyss and Morgan than I think they were in chasing the title. Samoa Joe came out and actually had security surround him. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.